AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Republican presidential candidates are back on the campaign trail after last night's squabbling at the debate.
If you're our nominee,
Hold on, Senator.
I beat Hillary Clinton in
Hold on.
Donald Trump and Marco Rubio at the debate on Fox. After it was all over, Rubio and the other candidates said, well, okay, they'd vote for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton if they had to.
We as Republicans feel that Hillary Clinton would be a disaster to the country. That's how bad she is. I would look at that as a reflection of how bad she is, not how good Donald Trump is.
As for the 2012 Republican nominee, Mitt Romney, possibly jumping into the race, he said this morning, he is not a candidate and will not be.
There are no circumstances I can foresee where that would possibly happen.
Just yesterday, Romney said Trump is playing the American people for suckers. Meanwhile, the convention city of Cleveland is buying thousands of riot control suits for its police officers as it prepares to host the Republican National Convention in July. A positive jobs report is out this morning. Employers created 242,000 jobs in February. The unemployment rate remained at a low 4.9%. Where are the jobs? We ask PNC Financial Services economist Gus Fauché.
Consumer-oriented industries are doing quite well. We had a big increase in employment in retail trade. We had a big gain in education, in health services, in leisure hospitality services. Construction is doing quite well.
Gus Fauché at PNC Financial. An Ohio sheriff says two 14-year-old students knew a boy had a gun at school before a cafeteria shooting on Monday, but they didn't tell authorities. They've been charged with failing to report a crime. Two students were shot and wounded. The suspect is in juvenile detention. The Dow is up 55 points. This is AP Radio News. They're talking about us. Canada's new Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says of Americans, and we're quoting, "It might be nice if they paid a little more attention to the world." Trudeau had been asked during an interview what Canadians don't like about the U.S. AP correspondent Ross Simpson has more on this.
Trudeau says Canadians must be aware of at least one other country, the United States, because of its importance. He says we sometimes like to think that Americans will pay attention to us from time to time.
Hotels are catering to millennials now, taking desks, carpets, and bathtubs out of hotel rooms in favor of oversized TV trays to be used as desks, laminate flooring, and showers. Millennials like space, the hotels say, and prefer to work in vibrant lobbies, not at lonely desks in their rooms. But some baby boomer business travelers are complaining. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.